Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Welcome to our pre-Christmas show. That's right, we're getting early, started early. This is the 10th of the month, and we're saying happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. We want to make sure everybody gets off to a good start because this is the Christmas season, and everybody should be happy and on point when Christmas comes around. Because my birthday is this month. Yes, oh dear. Jesus Christ was born same month, different year. We want to wish you best, and we make it cheer. Merry Christmas to everybody, and a Happy New Year. Yep, that's my song, and I'm singing the whole song to you. As soon as I finish the lyrics to the song, it will be in every record store and every radio station around the world. So I'm putting it together so that you can hear me wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All right, well, let's talk about the weather now. What's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's cold. Well, it's about 55 degrees, so it's not real cold yet, but it's getting there. The weather, the skies are chilly. There's a slight breeze going on, and there's no sun shining today. It's an absolutely cold day. So we got to tell you to wear your coat, and put your jackets on, and prepare for the cold weather, because it's coming, people. Las Vegas is getting ready to go through a snowstorm. It's snowing in the mountains, in Red Rock, in Spring Mountain. Oh, yeah, it's snowing up there, people. So if you like the snow, you need to come check it out. Bring your skis and your snowboard and all your ski equipment, your bobsleds, and all of the stuff that you need to hang out in the snow, because it's going to be a lot of snow in the mountains, so you can go up there and have a good time and enjoy yourself. Take your kids, take your family, enjoy yourself. Take some good food, because the places up there, the cabins and stuff, have plenty of food that they're sharing with the people coming up. But if you bring your own, it'll even be better. So don't worry about having enough food, because people always bring food for Christmas. They bring food all year round. So Christmas is the season where everybody is eating and everybody wants you to come on down. They want you to eat like you're out of town. They want you to eat like you're from out of town. All day long, all day strong. So eat for your happiness. Because Las Vegas, I know you have a good time during Christmas. All the machines are paying off. All the casinos have all you can eat. Oh, it's a festive time of year. All the shows that come to Vegas are exciting and dramatic, and shows that are showing off all of the talent that people bring their best shows out, and they show everything out to show that they have the winter Christmas spirit, and they do it for the new year. Okay, well, Michael Bazin, a TV radio show host, is having a New Year's Eve party on the 31st. He's going to be at the Palms Casino, and he's going to have a major New Year's Eve kick out, blast out. It's going to be out of this world. And 88.1 is having a Christmas kick out party on the 30th, which is going to be on the 30th, which is going to be on Saturday. And they're having a blowout party. It's going to be the end of the centennial year. They're going to celebrate the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s radio years. They're going to satisfy those great years for the time of your life. And they will be having a party with the House Party Kings, Kid and Play. It will be a talented show for everybody to come out and get in the swing. And they have a dress contest to see who's going to dress up the best for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000, and 2010 years. That's right. So come out with your best outfit and show off. And let everybody see that you remember those good years. Pick the year that you like the best and do what everybody's doing, is dressing up to show off their outfits for the years that made their year great. So check it out. And the party on the 30th is going to be at the Chrome Nightclub, and that's inside the Santa Fe Casino. So the tickets right now are $49, but if you wait until the last minute, I'm sure they're going to be more. They're going to be $59, $69, maybe $89. So you should get your tickets as soon as possible, because they're going to raise the price as everybody is getting ready to turn in to come to the party. So, check it out. It's going to be the party of the year, and Kid and Play are going to perform for the house party favorite. So, it's going to be a party. 2020 is going to kick in with the Kid and Play, the house party favorite. They're going to be in concert on the 31st, and they will be performing again at the Santa Fe Casino, and they will be at Club Chrome, and that's where the party of the year to kick off for 2000 and 2020 shall be. So, get your tickets and get down there for the party, because it's going to be a happening situation. All right. Well, I've told you about the parties that are going to happen on the Strip, and I got some other parties to tell you about. George Wallace is performing at, he's doing comedy on the at the Westgate Casino. It used to be the Hilton. Now it's called the Westgate, and he's performing on Friday and Saturday. And you got Snoop Dogg performing in concert at the House of Blues, and he's performing two shows on Friday and Saturday night. And then we got, who else? We got Chris Rock is performing on the strip, and I think he's going to be at the Paris Casino. And then you have Chris Tucker that's going to be at the I can't think of the name of the casino. He's going to be down on the strip right across the street from the Paris Casino. He'll be across from the Paris, but I can't think of the name of the casino. But he'll be there on Friday and Saturday before the New Year. So check it out. Get your chance to get your tickets and dress up and show that you have, you dress to impress, because there's not going to be no tennis shoes allowed. They're going to ask you to dress with your finest attire to come out and show your wares. So make sure you show up and dress, because there's going to be plenty of ladies there, and it's going to be a lot of guys. Everybody's going to have a good time. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's talk NFL sports. All right, DJ Papa D, let's see. Let's talk about Thursday night football. What happened on Thursday?
On Thursday, the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-24. You said Bears and under, and it was Bears and over.
Oh, wow. Well, they scored more points than I thought they would. But that's good. The Bears won. So that's a win for G-Money. Okay. Did they have another game on Thursday? I think they had two or three games on Thursday, right?
That was the only game Thursday night.
That was the only game
next
on Thursday.
Next up.
All right.
Yep. That was the game on Thursday night. Next up.
All right.
The Atlanta Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers 40-20. You bet Panthers and over, and it was Falcons and over.
Did the Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers? Is that what you're telling me?
40-20.
The Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers 40-20. Oh my God. I can't believe that. What happened to the Carolina Panthers? They just fell apart. That's awful. That's a loss. No wonder they're not going to the playoffs this year. And Carolina ain't going to the playoffs either. So they're just being a spoiler. They're beating the teams that I thought were going to go to the playoffs. All right. Well, Carolina's out, and Atlanta Falcons is out. How many games did Atlanta win this year? Can you tell me? You got an idea, DJ Papa D.
Yeah. The Falcons won, let's see, they're in the AFC South. Nope, they're in the NFC South. They're 4-9. So, wins, 9 losses.
They got their butts beat all year, and they turned around and beat a good team. Was the Carolina Panthers? They had a pretty good record. So was their record.
The Panthers are in 5-8.
5-8. Well, you said the Atlanta Falcons had lost 9 games. And the Carolina
4-9, right.
Had lost 8 games. I guess both of them were
right
on the same level. So it wasn't surprising that Atlanta beat Carolina. Well, I guess Carolina has some fixes to do. They have some issues to work on. So that's why they got beat by a a team now that's sorry. The Atlanta Falcons is sorry. And I don't care about people that like Atlanta. I don't like them. They're a sorry football team. They haven't done anything since they went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago. And that was a lucky chance for them to go to the Super Bowl. So they haven't done anything since then. So we want to forget all about the Atlanta Falcons. And the Carolina Panthers, well, I used to like them, but I guess they're full of pooey too. I don't like them no more either. So they're not making it in the playoffs. So Atlanta's not going to the playoffs. And Carolina's not going to the playoffs, so they won't even think about them playing in the last games of the week. All right. Wow, so I guess that was a loss to you money because I bet on Carolina Panthers, so they lost. All right, well, it's time for a commercial break. I can hear the music playing in the background. So DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
Falling like dominoes.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker. And I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move. And this girl is liking it. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting in 7 continents. So every place around the world should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I have some exciting things that we're doing on the radio, and we're getting ready for Christmas, and we're wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's right. This is the Christmas season. It's the season, the meaning of this season, the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, the bearer of good news and saving the world. Jesus Christ has stepped in to make everything better. better for everybody's lives around the world. Yes, I have a poem that I'm saying that goes along with the song that I'm going to sing. I was born in December at the end of the year. Jesus Christ was born same month, different year. We want to wish you best wishes and merry cheer. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. Yes, that's the end of my song. As soon as I put the first part of the song together, I'll have a complete song that we'll put out on the radio, and you can hear my song, because I already got one song out called G-Money's a Pimp. Oh, it's a big hit all across the country. It's going viral, so we want everybody to listen to the song and maybe pass the word on, and maybe we can get some people to buy some orders for G-Money. Yep, it's out there, and it's going to do good things. And I got another song that's going to be a country western song, and it's going to be called I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You. That's the name of the song. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you. That's a country western song that I'm working on, and it's gonna have the beat of a country western drummer and a guitar player. It's gonna be hot. Oh, it's gonna be a country song that everybody's gonna wanna listen to. So as soon as I get the music together for that song, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot all over the nation. So be listening for it, because I ain't going to waste no more time waiting on you. That's the name of the song. So when you hear it, sit back and check it out, because it's going to be a rock and roll classic. It's going to be country western. I'm doing country, and I'm doing R&B, and I'm doing hip-hop. So I'm out there doing all the song genres that are making the world know who I am. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you listen to my songs, it's the stories I tell, the things that go on in my life. And I do it so well. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a hit. I know it's going to be tough. I'm singing all this song, and you know it gets enough. It's G-Money, the Pimp Comic. That's my name. And we're doing it, putting it down so everybody can enjoy it for the holidays. So I'm working on the songs as we speak, as you're listening to it. I'm putting them together. And hopefully we will have some exciting music to listen to before the end of the year. I'm thinking it's going to come out before Christmas, and my country western song should be coming out pretty soon. And then my G-Money, I've been a G since the day I was born. Okay. So anyway, I think it's time for us to take another commercial break. You know, I think we forgot about the football. I forgot about NFL football. So when we come back from the commercial break, we'll do NFL football to catch up with the game that plays this music. All right, DJ Papa D. All right, take us into the commercial break. I kind of got ahead of the game. So take us into the commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I pull
pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here with that Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I want to get back to the NFL pick that I picked for this weekend, and I want to see how I did. So let's go back. DJ Papa D, let's continue the game that we were talking about for Sunday's game. Where were we?
Okay.
And how many games do we have left?
We have 13 games left. We only did two, so we still have 13 more to go. So next up, the Ravens beat the Bills 24-17. You bet Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and under.
What was the score of that game?
24-17.
Oh, that's right. They played in Buffalo, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was raining in Buffalo. That's what happened, people. But Baltimore still scored plenty of touchdowns, but they couldn't run up the score because it was raining. So that's why the score was what it was. Okay. So, but that's a win for G Money because I bet on Baltimore to win. So that's another win for G Money. Okay, go ahead.
Right, you're 2 for 3 so far. Next up, the Cleveland Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-19. You bet on Browns and under, and it was Browns and over.
Wow, they scored some points that day, huh? Cincinnati scored and Cleveland scored. Okay, well, that sounds good. But I bet on the Browns to win, so that's another win for G-Money. All right, good job. Continue.
Right, next up, the Green Bay Packers beat the Washington Redskins 20-15. You bet on Packers and under? And it was Packers and under.
Yep. I knew the Packers were going to win, but I think the weather was bad, so that's why it wasn't a big scoring game. All right. Packers for the win. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Next game.
All right. So far, you're 4 for 5. Next up, Broncos beat the Texans 38-24. You bet on Texans and over, and it was Broncos and over.
I can't believe. When did they play that game?
When?
Where did they play?
In Houston.
They played in Houston, and Houston lost to the Broncos?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. What was the score?
38-24.
Wow. I can't believe the Denver Broncos scored 38 points against Houston. Oh, man. That was a shutout. Wow. Okay. Well, G-Money lost that game, but I just knew Houston was going to win. See, that's why Houston ain't going to make it to the playoffs. They keep losing the sorry team. Okay, next game.
Next up, Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions 20-7. You bet on Lions and under, and it was Vikings and under.
Wow. I can't believe the Lions didn't play good against Minnesota. Wow, that's a little upset there. That's two upsets in a row. I can't believe that. That's two games that I lost that I should have won. Okay, well, that's another loss for G-Money. I ain't going to cry about it.
Okay, you're 4 for 7. Next up, the San Francisco 49ers beat the New Orleans Saints 48-46. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and over.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad the 49ers played a good game against the Saints. But it's going to be different when the playoffs get here. I think the Saints are going to be ready for it. So we'll have to see what happens. All right. Well, that was the win for this morning.
Right, you're 5 for 8. Next up, the New York Jets beat the Miami Dolphins 22-21. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Jets and under.
Oh, I can't believe the Jets can beat the Miami Dolphins? Oh, come on now. What's going on here? Where did they play that game?
In New York.
They played in New York. It must have been bad weather in New York. But I don't know why Miami didn't play good in New York unless it's real bad weather. Huh. I don't know. But what was the score of that game?
22-21.
Oh, they only lost one by 1 point. Oh, that was interesting game. They probably kicked the field goal at the end to win the game. Okay, well, I don't know what to say about the Giants or the Jets. Who did they play? Who did Miami play?
The New York Jets.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know about the Jets. Okay. Well, that's another loss that G Money got. So that's two losses in a row. Oh man, that's starting to look bad now. We're starting to go on a downward slope. Okay, what else?
Next up, the L.A. Chargers beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 45-10. You bet on Jacksonville and under, and it was Chargers and over.
What? 45-10? Oh, they just didn't play no football this weekend. I'm convinced that the teams that were supposed to win just shut it down. They didn't come out to play. That's what happened. That's what happened, people. I couldn't have picked all these teams to lose, and they lost outright like they did. Come on. The Chargers haven't beat anybody in 5 weeks, and they beat Jacksonville. But Jacksonville isn't winning a whole lot of games anyway. So, okay. Well, my Chargers won, so I guess I should be happy. But, wow. Okay, so that's another loss to G Money. Well, that should be about even now. It should be 10 out of 12 or something.
Next up, the Steelers beat the Cardinals 23-17. You bet on Cardinals and over, and it was Steelers and under.
Oh, no. Come on. The Steelers lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, the Cardinals lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Oh, come on. What's going on here? I guess these teams are just giving up at the end of the season. That's what's happening. They're not playing good ball. They're just giving up. Wow, I can't believe that. Sorry, people. I thought the teams were going to play better at the end of the year, but they're playing worse at the end of the year. That's unbelievable. Okay, so that's another loss to G Money. Wow.
Kansas City Chiefs beat the New England Patriots 23-16. You bet on Patriots and over. That was Chiefs and under.
What? The Chiefs beat the Patriots? Oh, come on. Where
yep.
did they play?
In New England. No, in New England.
In New England, and New England lost. Oh, come on. What was the score? 23-16. Oh, ain't that nothing. Well, the Chiefs had to win because they're still trying to get a playoff spot. But I can't believe that means Baltimore beat New England. The Chiefs beat New England. Minnesota beat New England. And somebody else beat New England. Minnesota, I think, beat New England. Wow. That's really uncalled for. New England just laid down. Oh, no, they got beat by Houston. I can't believe that. That's unheard of. So Bill Parcells must be working on some other strategy. He's getting ready to play in the playoffs, so he's working on a new strategy. That has to be what his plan is, because he just fell apart. He's lost four games at the end of the season. Now, that's ridiculous. Wow.
Next up, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Indianapolis Colts 38-5. You bet on Buccaneers and under, and it was Buccaneers and over.
Okay, so well, that's good. What was the score?
38-35.
Oh, well, they won by a field goal. All right. 38-35. Where did they play that game?
They were playing in Tampa Bay.
Really? And who won? That's
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 38-35.
Yeah, okay. Well, I bet on Tampa Bay to win, right? Yeah.
Yep. You bet Buccaneers and under, and it was Buccaneers and over.
Oh, okay. So everybody was scoring that day. All right. Well, all right. Good job, Tampa Bay. They're not going to make the playoffs, but, well, we'll see what the stats show up when they get ready to mix up for the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either. Okay.
Next up, Tennessee Titans beat the Oakland Raiders 42-21. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans and over.
Yeah, I knew the Raiders were going to get their butts kicked. I knew it. The Raiders are done. They won't win another game this year. They're through. And hopefully they'll play better when they play in the brand new stadium that we spent $50 billion to build for them here in Las Vegas. Hopefully they'll play better, but they're not going to end the season in the playoffs, that's for sure. All right. Okay, well, I wanted the Raiders to lose, so that was good. All right. What's the next
game? And last game on Sunday was Rams. The Rams beat the Seahawks 28-12. You bet on Seahawks and under, and it was Rams and under.
Where did they play?
They played in Los Angeles.
And the Rams won at home. As they played in L.A.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. The Rams finally came out of a losing streak. They lost like four in a row. So they finally played to win a game. What's the Rams' record? I bet the Rams don't even make the playoffs.
The Rams are 8-5.
8-5. And what's Seattle?
Seattle is 10-3.
Yeah. Come on, an 8-5 team beat a 10-3 team? Come on now. That's what I don't understand. These teams ain't playing up to their potential at the end of the year. They're letting these teams be spoilers. That's what's happening. The Rams spoiled beating Seattle. Seattle's trying to get a playoff spot, and they're losing to the Rams. Come on, the Rams used to be a powerhouse, but they're nothing now. I can't believe that. Oh, man. New England Patriots lost. Oh, man. What is going on? They're just, I don't know what's happening with these teams. I'm just really disappointed. Man, I can't believe it. I'm just to surprise people. I just can't believe that the end of the year, the sorry teams are starting to come up. They're starting to play, and it's nothing for them to play for. They can't even make the playoffs. And they're beating teams that should be in the playoffs. That's wow. That's unheard of. Wow. And we got 2 weeks left. What's the game tonight? We got another game tonight, Monday Night Football. Let's see who's going to play Monday night.
Tonight, it's the New York Giants playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. And the sportsbook has given the Giants 9.5 points. You pick Eagles and under.
Wait a minute. It's Minnesota. No. You said the Giants playing the Eagles.
New York Giants are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
And the sportsbook is giving the Giants points or giving the Eagles points?
Sportsbook is giving the Giants 9.5 points.
Oh, okay. They're giving the Giants points. Yeah, okay. I can see that. But I don't think the Giants will win. But I think I took the point, and I took the Giants. Right? I took the Giants.
You picked the Eagles and under.
Eagles and under? I didn't take the Eagles. The Giants with the point?
You picked the Eagles and under.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a sorry game tonight. I know that. So, if the Giants win, it's going to be a real sorry game. But I can't believe that. I picked the Philadelphia to beat the Giants.
Eagles and under.
I picked the Eagles. Oh, that's going to be unusual. Okay, the Eagles is a better team. They should beat the Giants. But we'll see. The Giants got 9 points. So it shouldn't even be close. The Eagles should beat the mess out of the Giants. Where are they playing at?
Playing in Philadelphia.
Oh. Well, Philly should beat the Giants real good. They're playing in Philly. And Philly's, I think they got an indoor stadium. I think they do. So they should play really well in Philly. Okay. Well, we'll wait and see, people. Let's wait and see what happens on Monday Night Football. See if the Philadelphia Eagles actually beat the New York Giants tonight. It should be an upset. One way or the other, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to be upset. So it's going to be an interesting game tonight for sure. All righty then. Well, that's week 14. So I don't even want to ask, but what was my record this week?
You were 7 out of 15.
7 out of 15. That means I lost 8 games. 8 games?
Yep.
Oh, come on, G-Money. We lost 8 games. Out of 15, you lost 8 games? Oh, that's unheard of. That is ridiculous. And everybody was getting upset. That's awful. That's just awful. I can't even, wow. I mean, wow. I don't know what to say. The teams that should have won lost, and the teams that should have lost won. And the teams that did win, it was the upset that they won. Wow, that's really bad. It was just a, wow, the sports book made a killing this week. I'm sorry, people. I really thought we were going to have some different wins this week. But I guess the sportsbooks knew better. They knew how to pick them. This week, they picked the winner. And I picked against the sportsbooks, and they beat me. Wow. That's amazing. I can't really believe that. Oh, that's really hard to digest. I'm going to have to think about that for a while. Did Washington play this week?
Washington Redskins lost to the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, that's good. I expected that. What about Buffalo Bills? Did they play this week?
Buffalo lost to the Ravens, 24-17.
Okay, I expected that. Okay, what about Cleveland? Did they play Pittsburgh and lost to Pittsburgh?
Cleveland Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-19.
Okay, I expected that. Okay, who played Pittsburgh? Was it Detroit?
The Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals 23-17.
Oh, the Cardinals, yeah. See, I thought the Cardinals were going to beat the Steelers, but the Steelers ended up winning. Wow. So who did Detroit play?
The Lions lost to the Vikings.
Yeah. I don't know why I picked the Lions to beat the Vikings. The Vikings is a good team. I don't know why I picked them to lose. They must have been playing at home or something. I don't know. I can't believe that. That's a team that shouldn't have lost. They lost to the Vikings. Well, the Vikings is a better team, so they should have lost. That was true. Okay. Who beat Atlanta? Or Atlanta beat somebody? Who the hell did Atlanta beat?
Atlanta Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers 40-20.
Oh, that was impossible. They beat the Philadelphia, the Carolina Panthers. Wow.
Yep.
I can't believe that. Carolina just lost all. Oh, they are just sorry. They're not going to win any more games this year. They're just done. I guess they got to get their organization together. They got to get their quarterback together. I don't know what his problem is, if he's still hurt or what's going on, but wow, I can't believe that. They couldn't beat Atlanta? That's amazing. God, I can't believe that. Who else did I think was supposed to lose and won? Miami. They were supposed to lose. Did they win?
Miami Dolphins lost to the New York Jets 22-21.
Okay. I think I should have expected the Jets to beat the Dolphins. All right. Well, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, take us into the commercial, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Actually, it's time to shut it down. It is 4:06.
Oh, really? 4:06?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm disappointed by an NFL football game. I don't know what to say. I'm just, wow. I can't believe I lost all those games. But I guess, you know, some weeks you win, some weeks you don't. But I can't believe that I lost all those games. 8 out of 15? That's ridiculous. I'm a better thinker than that, people. You know I've been doing better. And I can't believe that I actually lost that. All right, well, it's time for us to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to give up the air chair and move on to somewhere else. I guess it's not picking football. That's not my thing today. So I got to move on. So I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for promoting the radio show on social media, like I always do. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for his engineering skills, his football picks, and the music that he plays. Outstanding. So, I guess we don't hear my song tonight, huh? Okay, well, I guess not. We're out of here. And I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll do it again. And we should have some interesting times. I may even have a story for you tomorrow. All right. Later. I'm out of here. See you later, DJ Papa D. Talk to you later on. I'm out. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.